A federal judge has lifted the nationwide eviction ban. What does that mean for our hot housing market? I'm Byron Lazine, joined by Heidi DeRusso, Nicole White, and Abby Bro. First time on Real Estate Radio on WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. So what is this all about here? I'm going to be honest. I haven't dug into it completely. This whole lifting of the nationwide eviction ban. I heard there was an automatic appeal, and then there's some Connecticut news. What is it? Let's just focus on locally here. What's it going to mean for us here in Connecticut with this hot housing market that we have right now?
Well, I mean, so the federal judge lifted it for like the whole nation, but Ned Lamont has said that he's going to go ahead and extend Connecticut's eviction ban. And I think he said he was going to extend it by 30 days. So it says here in the CT Post, Governor Ned Lamont said Thursday he plans to extend Connecticut's eviction moratorium for at least another month to allow more time to get rental relief to people who need it. So it looks like for now, it's not really going to do much for Connecticut because everybody's still safe in their rents.
Is there like, can you do that? Can you go against the federal ruling? Although I know the federal ruling was appealed right away. Is this which over supersedes the other?
I mean, I don't know. Is anybody in politics here?
No. Well, yeah, I don't. State. This is like policy.
Well, federal is above state, but I mean, clearly, like Ned Lamont is saying.
Well, the
no.
problem with all of this, though, is that we have been so divided statewide. Like each state up to this point has been following sort of their own timeline. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that, you know, what Lamont is doing will be okay. Obviously, it will give tenants an additional 30 days, even if they don't need the 30 days to utilize the 30 days. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think it's a horrible thing to give them 30 days just to kind of get their, maybe get back to work. I actually was watching NBC this morning. Do you guys watch the Today Show in the morning?
No.
I don't.
Never seen it.
So I'm a huge Today Show lover. You are. Every morning, like while I'm packing up my kids' lunches.
Is that national or the state?
It's national. That's okay. National. And, you know, they were interviewing all of these hot spots, like summer hot spots, like mm-hmm. Jersey, even in California. And they're actually having a horrible time getting people to come back to work. It's like the workforce disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're actually now giving out like huge perks, like if because it's mostly seasonal. Right. Mm-hmm. Like we're talking about like Long Island. We're talking about like, you know, places where it's like super seasonal and stuff closes down. Where they're like giving free room and board to these individuals, or they're hitting up like colleges, like school kids that are like if they're near a college and like giving them free room and board even during like the school year just to get them to come back.
Did they say like they don't want to come back because they're
they're not wanting to come back because they're making a lot more money off of unemployment. They're making a lot more money staying home. So again, I know that I'm sort of going off on like a little side thing here, but I think we're probably going to be running into the same situation here with, you know, these rentals. Like people are mm-hmm. like they're going to have to go back to work, you know, because mm-hmm. now you're going to have to start paying your bills.
Right.
You have
the option to be vaccinated.
I mean, there's just no more excuses. Mm-hmm. There's just no
well,
more excuses.
Well, they do, you know, things happen in people's lives in the last 12 months.
I'm definitely not denying that for one hot second.
Yeah, I mean,
all.
The breadwinner of the family may have passed away or, you know.
Or
there
COVID
are instances where, you know, there's a valid reason, but yeah, like getting back to work is key.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but I don't want to minimize that at all because I do think there are still a lot of people trying to figure it out. Obviously, the hope is that things continue to start opening up, that everybody mm-hmm. actually has a new job or a job to go back to.
Well, no matter where you drive, all you see is, you know, for hire signs, like everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
They're everywhere. Everyone's obviously struggling with that. But I mean, I think I agree with you, Nicole. Like, this is good. He's giving them 30 days notice. Like, you have 30 days to know that, like, yes, it will be lifted in Connecticut.
Yeah, so there's a 30-day notice, and that also gives time for the tenants and then the landlords because they have to work on getting the, you know, the apartment or the home ready to be re-rented.
Right.
And there might need to be repairs. And right now,
or
to sell. Mm-hmm. We're here for that. And they might have issue getting materials to do any sort of repairs or
contractors
labor to do them.
I mean, some of the landlords that are in this situation where they're like been waiting for this ban to be lifted so that they can go ahead and you know, start an eviction process. These might be, you know, investors that are like, I'm done. I'm going to sell. If they've been like truly not getting paid over mm-hmm. this entire period of time, they could
An entire year. That's so long.
Yeah. Or however, even a portion of it. I mean, they could be waving the white flag here because, you know, now talking about repairs and all this stuff. Well, where's the money coming from? You know, mm-hmm. we're talking about lifting an eviction ban. I haven't heard anything to support, you know, property owners, landlords to make up for this loss income, right? And without being able to evict, how are they paying their bills? Now, they have there's a couple things, just to be fair here, actually. They could have, you know, paused their mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Which, as long as it was a federally backed mortgage.
Right. Which is, it's kind of, depending on the bank, that could be a bad deal for you. So they could have done that. And depending on the way they were set up, maybe they could have gone and gotten some PPP money. You know, potentially. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of problems. Messy issue for sure.
This wait could also be because Connecticut needs to get ready for all these evictions. They may not be able to handle it. They may not have, like, you know.
Well, we definitely have a housing shortage.
Processing all the evictions.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to go through the courts. And
yeah, the courts are going to have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're probably going to be able to stay there potentially rent-free for at least another
6 months to a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for everybody. If somebody is...
Oh, the whole thing's horrible. You know, the whole situation we're in is horrible.
If somebody's truly not able to pay the rent and has nowhere to go, you certainly have empathy for that situation. You have empathy for the property owners that are not getting paid and for this process to just drag out. Everybody's living in uncertainty. You know, in the cases where people are working the system, there's not much empathy there because they're just, you know, kind of... creating a clog, a cog in the system, and the property owners are going to suffer. Everybody's going to suffer in that situation. But right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what the state does and if they're going to, you know, drag this out. I'm of the belief, not only here in the state, but nationally, this will get dragged out for some period of time. Mm-hmm. It just looks like that's the way we're going. And if you're an investor, property owner, you know, in that situation where you're not getting paid and you're struggling, we're happy to have a conversation with you. There is so much housing demand right now. Somebody might even be willing to take the property off your hands with the current tenants. You just don't know until you actually look at the opportunities.
Well, I feel like this past year, too, a lot of people are getting out of being in the investor situation, but a lot of people are jumping into like the investor mm-hmm. Pool. Like they want to buy real estate. They want to invest in that instead of the stock market. So we're seeing a lot of transfer of wealth.
Hard assets. I'm a big believer right now with where the dollar is that if you can get your money into real estate, do it. All right. We come back. We're going to talk about this some more and talk about the home show coming up next week. We've got a lot of stuff going on next week with the service station equipment booth and the Connecticut Home Show, the 40th annual Jenks Production Home Show. We're going to be there next week. We'll talk about that when we come back. Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.
Have the time to listen to me whine about
Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, Heidi DeRusso, Nicole White, and Abby Bro of One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. And we're getting ready to do this show next week live from Mohegan Sun at the 40th annual Jenks Production Home Show this year, being at, again, Mohegan Sun. Our booth's going to be right next to Service Station Equipment, who sponsors this show. They're going to have the Irish Springs pool water, shiny chrome pool truck pulled into the convention center.
Really?
Right across from our booth. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Wow. It is the attraction of the home show. People want to come people, over.
Like it's so now it's like a touch a truck like that?
Yeah. You can touch a truck, take a selfie. You can, we were giving out, what are those, Hawaiian lays? Is that what the
flower Yeah, you get thing? Laid. Yeah.
You can get laid if you come over to the Irish Spring Pool Water Truck. We've got some giveaways, some one in company giveaways. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on this weekend at the home show. Nicole, what's in
store? Holy hell. I'm still just going through the website. I mean, it's a great website. You go to jenksproductions.com. It also is a, from what I understand here, and I will be quite honest, I've never been, but it's also a garden show. So not only is it sort of home related, but also we have some of that. So we have, there's everything in here. There's, that's the wrong one. But anyway, it's Friday.
You're on last year's, huh?
No, I'm not. Well, Jenks is just pushing you to all these different spots. Like they have weddings.
Jenks will do a bunch of different types of shows. But
yes.
But the home show.
Yeah, so this is May 14th to the 16th. On Friday, it is from 5 to 9. Saturday, 11 to 9. And Sunday, 11 to 5. We have basement remodeling contractors. You'll have lawn care services, home repair. It looks like they're even going to be having some landscape designers, stone sculptures. I mean, you name it, they will certainly have it there. Home improvement decorators, remodelers. And then again, they are weighing heavy on the garden related
areas
too. Yeah,
you can get your garden deer proofed.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Is that on here?
Yeah.
Look at us.
How do you do that? From 11 to 12, deer-proofing your garden.
Oh, yeah. So they do have some speakers. I saw that.
Which day is that, 11 to 12?
That is Sunday.
Okay, good. Because Saturday, our show on 94.9 News Now is going live. So you want to be over at the One & Company and Service Station Equipment booth to check out that show Saturday at 11. But if you go both days, Sunday at 11, that sounds like a good class as well.
Well, but the one that's happening on Saturday is a woman that is going to be talking. Her name's Candace. She's going to be talking about turning your home and garden hobby into a side hustle.
Oh. Wow. Everyone's got a side hustle.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, and here's the reason you want to come to the home show. Besides all of this great information and, you know, building out your garden this spring or your kitchen design, or maybe you want to talk to a contractor and validate the information that we've been telling you that materials and lumber costs are through the roof. You can go ask them. They'll verify that information. But the real reason you want to come visit us at our booth, which is right next to the Service Station Equipment booth, is we are partnering with Service Station Equipment to give you an opportunity to get a huge getaway. Everybody's been looking to... You know, maybe
where are we going?
Take a vacation. They're going to be able to come right back to the Mohegan Sun on a later date with a hotel, a dinner, transportation, a huge.
Do they have golfing there?
They do.
There is a golf course, but I think you have to be a member.
They own Potapog. Well, the old Potapog. Now it's probably called Mohegan Sun Golf Course, which it's not. You can't just like walk out of the casino. It's right there. You got to drive over. But.
Mm-hmm. But there's a spa there.
Yeah.
There's a fantastic spa.
Yeah, I love that spa. Skip the golf and do the spa.
Fantastic spa. So hotel dinner package giveaway so that you can pick a date maybe this summer, whenever it fits for you and your schedule, to have some fun at the Sun on Martin's Money. This is the Mega Martin Money Package. All you got to do is come visit our booth at any time during the home show and put in for the drawing. So somebody's going to get a night out on Martin, dinner and drinks and the whole thing, the whole stay on Martin. Martin's Money, Mega Martin Money Package. Last year we made you answer a whole bunch of questions. It's so much easier this year. Just come down and put your name into the drawing.
Just say hi. I love it. Well, what's really great though too is if you do come that day, there's a ton of restaurants within Mohegan Sun too that are giving a bunch of discounts. I mean, I'm seeing here Ben and Jerry's, I mean, Southside, Summer Shack. I mean, most places within the Sun will be giving you a discount too if you purchase your admission ticket.
That being said, Nicole, I've called a whole bunch of these restaurants and a whole bunch from our...
Oh, were they packed already?
Packed already.
Wow. No. I definitely don't see Tao on here. That was our number one attempt.
Tao doesn't open until 5 p.m.
They're not giving away any discount.
Michael Jordan's is shut down all day on Saturday for basketball. I guess the basketball.
I thought you said that was Tao. Yeah. Tao is booked for the day because of that.
Tao is that night. Basketball Hall of Fame during the day. Basketball Hall of Fame is at Jordan's. So,
wow, geez.
Basketball Hall of Fame is taking over two restaurants. Thank you, Basketball Hall of Fame. Maybe they should stay in Springfield. Isn't that the headquarters, Springfield, Mass?
They are in Mass. Yes.
Yeah. Stay in Mass. Go to that casino. Basketball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Ruining our.
Well, yeah, we're at the Home and Garden show. Like you can't mix them.
No, I agree. I mean, we've always every single year we've done Jordan's, and so. Called wow. Jordan's, they're like, yeah, no, can't do it. I'm super disappointed about that. We've got something else in the works, so you guys aren't like bailing on me, right?
I think we committed.
Yes,
I think we're going to be there.
All right.
I mean, I will go to MJ23 Sports Bar and Grill because that's also delicious.
No, that's the one that's the one but I'm talking about.
There's two sides.
It's saying it's 10% off, though.
The dinner side.
Well, I think,
yeah,
I don't think
lying.
You can.
So they're
yeah,
lying. They're lying. My point. They are lying.
This and looks they're offering 10% off, but you can't use it.
I've called all these restaurants.
This is genius.
And the casino is just straight up lying to people because the Michael Jordan's restaurant is closed till dinner. And then 23 Bar and Grill, that's actually where we always go.
Mm-hmm.
I love that side. That's the one that's got the Basketball Hall of Fame in there. It's like this.
Well, let's go make friends with those people then. Go hang out with them.
Maybe we can. You never know. I don't know. I don't know what Hall of Famers are going to be here, but we're not going to pass as basketball superstars, I don't think. I'm way too short. I'm not going to pass. So
yeah, I think we're all like around 5'4". So.
5'6".
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Actually, Johnny Rockets is offering buy one, get one free milkshakes. So that could be a consolation prize.
There we go. Milkshakes instead. Mm-hmm. We're going to come up with something, but yeah, I'm imagining that the casino is going to be packed if
yeah,
all this stuff
fun.
Is going on.
Well, yeah, I believe too. So my brother-in-law actually is the manager over at Le Creuset. I mean, they're giving out, vaccine shots there too.
Oh,
so,
love it.
I mean, it's really, we're going to get a smorgasbord of entertainment
when you say
that
shots.
Day.
I don't think you're saying like vaccination shots.
But I meant vaccination shots.
Yeah.
Not shots, but they give out shots probably anytime you're there if you're spending money. So that's nothing new.
And I think that's in a parking garage, right? So that's taking up parking spaces. So there's going to be nowhere to park either.
Is that? Oh, we have to prepare for that. It sounds like, are we trying to talk the listeners out of not going?
No, you got to come because you got to get a
so
chance
it's gonna,
to win.
You're going to get burned. It's going to like, it's going to like.
There's nowhere to eat. There's nowhere to park.
Nowhere to park.
But tickets are $11. So.
But you will have a chance to win a free hotel room and dinner on a night that you can park, eat, and stay. So there's your consolation prize. And you get to check out our show, live show, behind the scenes, the whole thing. So,
and a lot of the One & Company team is going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're going to have representatives from One & Company. We're going to answer all of your real estate questions. It's a really good event. I know there's other radio affiliates from Full Power Radio that are there. I think Lee Elsie's usually there. Some of the guys from WDRC, I think in the morning, are there. There's a whole bunch of really fun people and informative people on the home show side. So I would definitely come if you're looking for something to do. And I don't know what the weather is going to be next weekend, but usually if there's kind of a not great day, you get even bigger crowds.
Yeah, it's looking like rain.
If they can find a spot, I mean,
Or just take an Uber.
You'll find a spot.
Yeah, just Uber.
Let's just
whatever.
Uber. You'll totally find a spot.
Get your steps in.
There's plenty of parking spaces. I can't imagine that the Mohegan Sun's going to be turning anybody down. I don't think they've had a full house probably in 12 plus months. So. Mohegan Sun, next weekend, or this weekend, coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right when you walk into the home show, just turn right, and you will see the service station equipment booth, followed by the One & Company booth, we'll give you some bags so you can walk around and collect all the goodies in the home show, and you'll be able to put in for the giveaway that we're doing, part of Mega Martin's Money this year. We're giving away a hotel package with dinner at the Mohegan Sun. So make sure you stop in for that. When we come back, we've got our One in Company Rewind. Heidi, are you ready for that?
I am. I even took notes this week.
Oh, good. It's about time.
You've got
hopefully,
notes.
Hopefully you practiced all the street names too.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't practiced saying them out loud.
Oh, but, oh boy.
But yes.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Stay tuned for that, folks.
That's right.
I usually just have Google help me out, right? You can play words on Google. It'll talk back to you. Pronunciation words.
Like on Google Translate.
Yeah, Google Translate. I haven't done that, Heidi?
No, but I just prefer to ask somebody sitting right next to me.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. You've got two very knowledgeable Connecticut real estate professionals on each side. You are as well. But yes, if you get jammed up, we're jumping in to help you. So
thanks, team.
All right, so we've got the rewind, and we'll dig into some more of this eviction stuff and maybe talk a little bit of the lumber prices. The number I saw recently was $36,000 is the increase on new home build. So we'll get into that and what that means for the market when we come back. Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lozine with Heidi DeRusso, Nicole White, and Abby Bro, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. And we've got our One and Company Rewind for the week. Heidi, what happened in this last week?
So One and Company had another great week. We had 7 properties just listed, so we're helping that inventory get up. And then we had 12 properties under contract and 7 closed. So last week we had 72 Ivy Road in Plainville, Connecticut list, and that listed with Stephanie Levitt for $315,000. And that one was super cute. 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, 1,900 square feet with granite countertops, like super charming colonial. That's under deposit.
Yeah, that's gone.
Oh, there it is. And
they're
it's gone.
Basically
thanks for
all
coming.
Gone. But, and then we also had 48 Myrtle Avenue in West Haven, and that was listed with Ryan Casey and Emily White for $195,000. That is like a great location, West Haven, 2-bedroom, 2 baths, 864 square feet, updated bathroom, gone with multiple offers.
Mm-hmm. It's already gone.
Sold.
That is a good location, actually.
It's so cute over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can get
West
to anywhere.
West Haven's so hot right now.
It is.
And then we also had 11 Deep River Road in Essex that listed with Jessica Hoover for $270,000. And that was just a really, really cute home in Essex. And that's gone as well.
That one's under contract, yep.
Yeah, multiple offers. And then we had 311 East Main Street in Clinton, Connecticut. And that listed with Allison, but I don't know her last name.
Obviously didn't take your notes.
Well, it didn't take my great notes. But Allison, our team, she's lovely.
Ciarcia?
Okay, Allison Ciarcia. And she listed 311 East Main Street in Clinton for $270,000. That I actually just showed this last week. It's super cute and it's great location, right across the street from the beach. We also had 301 Prospect Avenue, New Haven, and I just listed that for $180,000. Cute little 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath home in Morris Cove. Multiple offers, but we haven't accepted one yet. So if you want to see that one, you can call me at 203-444-4075.
And then your phone's ringing.
You're just giving out your phone number, not anyone else's?
Well, that's for my listing. I mean, you can call me for all those listings.
What?
What about all their phone numbers? I don't even know Allison's last name.
Jeez. I'm gonna make sure Allison hears this clip.
Oh God. She was
poor
texting
Allison.
Me earlier.
Oh, she's great. Are you kidding me?
She's lovely. She's on top of it. And then, oh man. Oh, this one was Victoria's newest listing, 509 Plymouth Colony Road in Brantford, Connecticut. And that is like the cutest condo complex.
I think they have a pool in that
They
complex.
Have a pool.
Yes.
I love that complex.
And they're going to be opening up this year.
Yes, and that listed for $219,000. And that one actually, it has updated bathrooms, updated kitchen, like cathedral ceilings. It's so cute. I'd be shocked if it's still available. And then last but not least, we had 27 Golic Avenue in Shelton, Connecticut, and that just listed for $219,000. And I don't know if that one's under contract or not. It looks like it's still available. And
I'm sure if you hit refresh, it won't be.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that one's out in Fairfield County, but it's super cute. I don't know who listed it. It doesn't say the name. It says Byron did, but I don't think you did.
Oh, that's because Byron follows you if you're on our website.
But 27 Golic Avenue, it's two bedrooms, one bath, 822 square feet for $219,000. And then for under contracts, we had a property in Derby, Madison, Norwich, Southington, Oakdale, Hamden, Stonington, New Haven, Hamden, West Haven, Essex, and Plainville. And then for closed properties, Brantford, Wallingford, Westbrook, Richfield, Guilford, Meriden, and Waterford, Connecticut.
Wow.
There you go, guys.
Quite the stretch there.
Yeah.
Quite the stretch. That's a great representation. I need a drink of water at this point. Yeah.
One and Company at William Rivers Real Estate. That is the Rewind of the Week. And if you ever want to put your property on our Rewind, we are happy to help you out. Even if you're another agent, a for sale by owner, you want to promote your property here on Real Estate Radio, just reach out and we will hook you up with that. All right. What do we want to get back into this eviction thing or no? You guys seem pretty done with that one.
Well, no, I don't think that it's that we're necessarily done. I just feel like there's still so much left to learn.
A lot of uncertainty.
So many uncertainties, as I feel like the entire year has been. So we could certainly get back into it. I feel like it's an ever evolving issue that we don't really even know how it will end.
Yeah, it's such a deep issue with like so many different avenues, and it's depressing. It's very depressing.
That's it.
Just being honest.
I mean, we were depressed about the home show, which we're pumping up. We're not depressed. I want to be clear. We're pumped about the home show.
100% pumped.
Oh, I'm excited. Very excited. My parents bought like a whole entire, what are those things called that you sit outside in? Like a patio set. That's where Adirondack they got their patios. Chairs? No, they got like a table and chairs and benches.
At a home cushions. Show?
And they said they purchased it at the home show.
You know what I saw at the home show last year? It was this palm tree, like a fake palm tree that you could put out in your backyard. But it also, it doubled as a...
like a shade?
Lights. There were lights.
Okay.
It doubled as a shower, like an outdoor shower.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Wow. It was amazing. I thought it was great, like a little decorative shower.
That's you just super like cool run the water to
it.
Pool.
I thought it was maybe you're running a hose. Maybe you could like hook up a hose to it.
I live in the woods. That would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. What do you guys think about palm tree decorative items?
Oh, I love palm trees.
Palm tree is my favorite tree. By far.
Yeah, palm tree is my favorite tree. A lot of restaurants are using them.
They're not in Connecticut, though. They look
yes. Up. Yes, honey, there are so many places in Connecticut that are using palm trees. They're yes.
I don't dig it.
What?
Well, maybe
I'm
in the shoreline.
I'm out on a patio when it's hot. It's 90 and it's like
humid and there's pool is there. Like I
better
have
a palm tree out on that patio while I'm sweating bullets.
When I see a palm tree on the Connecticut shoreline, you know, obviously somebody planted it there. They have to pull them out, by the way, at the end of the summer.
Right? They're none of these are actually planted. I think they're all potted on like restaurant patios. Like I've never seen a planted palm tree.
Down at Sunset Ribs, they would plant them every summer in the really. The grass up front. Yeah. Anyways.
We obviously went to Sunset Ribs at the wrong time because I didn't see any palm trees when we were there.
Well, we went in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. But it's.
They didn't put them out for that.
It looks very gimmicky to me. I don't know.
I mean, it does. Like, so we used to go to Silver Sands in East Haven when the kids were little and we had like a little cabana. We'd go walk to the pool.
Love the cabanas.
They have like palm trees everywhere in a tiki bar and it was cute. But then you're like, but I'm also like. The water over there is brown.
We're in New England. I don't swim. I'm not going in a pool. I'm not going in water.
You didn't swim at all.
No.
While we were away. That's right.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You were a swimmer.
That's the problem. I swam like 7 days a week for like 4 hours a day until I was in high school. And I like the smell of chlorine actually.
You don't even dip your toes in it?
I mean, I paddleboarded and and did my best to not fall in. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I did, I mean, ask Heidi, I was miserable. Yeah. I mean, my day was destroyed when I fell in the water. Yeah.
That's terrible because you were in paradise.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say destroyed. Abby clearly feels bad. I had a really hard time. My complaining level probably went... went to a 10.
Just get her a drink.
I think though, but then you came back in the beach and you had a drink.
No, it was lovely. No, yeah. So back to the palm trees. If I see it, now I want a pina colada. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink at your bar. I'm going to sit, you know, maybe get some reggae, you know, some reggae music on, some steel drum band. I mean, I'm committing to your establishment. Mm-hmm. I get that.
What's the place in Westbrook I loved that we did the lobster roll at? They could pull off the palm trees.
Ooh, what is that place called? The
Bill's? West? Is it Bill's Seafood?
Oh,
or is that
Bill's
Clinton? It's right on the
So Bill's Seafood, that is Westbrook, but they don't, I mean, they have you're literally sitting on a deck over the water there.
I know, but
there.
The feel mm-hmm. there, they could pull off a palm
totally
tree.
Totally could pull off a
they
palm
have the
tree.
They have a tiki hut.
Yes, there. You could totally pull up again a potted palm. See, you're digging it now. You're into it. You're getting the feels.
No, I'm into it, but you've got to own that it's a gimmick, and you can't just put it on this beautiful like New England coastline that like it's just.
Oh, so but they do that at what's that wedding place in New Haven? Anthony's Ocean View has them.
Yeah.
So like your wedding you
couldn't put it at the Ocean House in Watch Hill. Like,
no,
that's my point.
The point of that though is like wildly nautical. I know that there's a place the Back Nine in Southington. They have a golf. Obviously, Back Nine's on a golf course. They do the whole palm tree thing too out on their patio. I think it's lovely.
It adds some nice ambiance. But I think I agree with Byron. Like sometimes you just realize that you're not where they want you to think you are. You know what I mean?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hearing you. I mean. We're all pretending. We're pretending quite a bit.
It's all a good game.
It's all
in the summer in Connecticut. You don't have to pretend. I mean, the summer months are beautiful.
Absolutely. And I want a palm tree. With
I want to go back to Bill's Seafood. Bill's Seafood was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely do Bill's. Bill's is open all year round. So I mean, we could totally hit that up. I'm sure their deck is opened. No, that's a real fun place. Again, St. Patrick's Day. It's like the huge hub. They have like all sorts of stuff going on there. But yeah, no, we can go back to Bill's.
We should start getting some suggestions for the lobster. Ooh,
lobster
roll. We have a lot on the list that we've got to do in season two, but we should start getting some new suggestions as well.
Ooh, well, maybe that can be, you can give out some of Martin's money if someone has their favorite spot for a lobster roll.
Yes. If you've got, actually do that. Email in your favorite lobster roll spot in Connecticut, and we'll pick
butter
somebody.
Though, people.
Butter, not
butter.
Salad.
Yeah,
well, no, it's called that. Hold the Mayo for a reason.
Yeah, never
butter.
Never any mayo. It's got to be a buttered lobster roll.
Butter.
Email us in your favorite buttered lobster roll spot in Connecticut. We'll pick one of those for a gift card to one of our great local restaurants, a local restaurant of your choice, too. Actually, you know what? We'll do it at the lobster roll spot that you pick. So email that into, just email me, I guess, Byron@oneandcompany.com. Byron@oneandcompany.com, all spelled out, oneandcompany.com. All right, we come back. We'll tell you how to win a mega Martin's Money prize at the home show this coming weekend, a huge package giveaway. And what else will we do, guys? Anything else? Nothing. They're completely zoning out on me.
No, we're watching you. Just take it away. Take us away, Byron.
We're going to talk the home show and Heidi, Abby,
I mean, I'll be
and
cocktailing there. Are we talking about cocktails?
We're talking
about
that.
Yeah, we have to.
And we're talking about all you guys have a big ask for this week. So we'll talk about that when we come back to Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.
Stronger, make it harder, make it better. Do it faster, makes us stronger more than ever.
A huge Martin's Money, Mega Martin Money, something like that, giveaway is happening this weekend at the Home Show. You want to come down to the Service Station Equipment booth right next to our One & Company booth, and we're giving you an opportunity to win a night out at Mohegan Sun. Everybody's looking for their first night out. All you got to do is come down and visit us at the booth. Say you were listening to the radio show. We'll put your name. Actually, you know what? Everybody that's listening to the radio show, if you tell us, hey, I'm a fan of the show, we're going to give you extra entries in.
Love it.
To the Mega Martin Money giveaway, which is a hotel room and dinner at Mohegan Sun at any night of your choice here over the next year. So come down to the Home Show, Mohegan Sun, the 40th annual Jenks production at Mohegan Sun, either Friday evening, Saturday, or Sunday. And come visit us. Tell us you're a fan of the show, and we'll give you extra entries into your chance to win on your getaway. All right? It's going to be a busy week leading up to the Home Show.
Hey, you know what will be really fun? I'm totally putting it on the spot here, but are we open to, if we have some guests that do typically listen and they come during our stretch, will we welcome them onto the show?
Absolutely. We will welcome
them. Love it. We have to.
And if you get on the show, that gets you extra entries as well. Last year we did it, you know, leading up to the show, because this year we didn't know if the show was going to happen or not. Is it going to get canceled? Is it going to happen? Now, obviously, right. It looks like we're a week away. It's a go. It's happening. But last year we knew, obviously, it was February of 2020, so it was before everything happened. And we had multiple weeks where we were doing this game where we were asking questions on the radio, and people were, it was like a, I don't know, an NCAA bracket. And then we had two people left at the end, and they were on the show with us going head to head with their questions. One of them won.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, a whole bunch of concrete from Martin's concrete company. And then one, I think, got like a, you know, the pool filled up from Irish Spring Pool Water. Or no, maybe it was an oil tank from Service Station Equipment. Martin's got so many companies, you can't keep track of them all. But yeah, we were giving out concrete and pool water and oil tanks. And I don't know, this year, I would rather get the Mohegan Sun getaway.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, but correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that Martin ended up giving them both. They both won, right?
They both ended up winning in the end.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like an over $2,000 giveaway.
He was a total sucker and decided to have them both win. So, both again, won. You never know, people. Maybe he'll double down on the prize and offer out two prizes.
Win both showcases?
I don't know.
That'd be great.
I don't know.
Show up
you
to find
to,
out.
You have to come to the Home Show to find out. That's for sure.
Martin is a very giving individual.
He's very giving.
We might just be able to convince him to do a drawing on Saturday and on Sunday. You never know.
I think that's a great idea. Serve some cocktails and that man will.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing the Mohegan Sun is going to be a great time. So make sure you come.
I'm psyched. I love going to the Mohegan Sun. You know what I love the most is all that oxygen they pump in.
Yes.
If you walked in there tired, girlfriend, you're not anymore.
No, it kicks it right in, and then you don't even know what time it is.
I love the oxygen.
I haven't been to Mohegan Sun, probably since the Home Show in February of 2020, but you know what I hear now?
What? Nope.
There's no, and I'm sorry, smokers.
No more smoking?
Oh, no smoking.
There's no smoking now.
That's awesome. Great. That's probably the worst part of the casino.
I agree.
I hadn't heard that.
There's
so
no
there are
smoking.
No negatives about the show, just positives.
It's all positive. Yeah. We're turning this show around here.
This is all the silver lining.
We're trying.
There it is.
We're turning this show around, and I'm turning it over to you guys. What do you guys have coming up this week? Crazy week leading up to the Home Show, but for those people that maybe are in the market, buying, selling, investing, what do you have coming up that they should know about? Abby, we'll start with you.
I have some amazing buyers that are very worthy, and they're looking for the perfect beach home in Milford.
Ooh.
They love Milford. He wants to be able to walk up and down the beach on the water in the sand. And they're looking for 5 bedrooms to fit their entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to go with cash. So if you're looking to sell, let me know.
Beachfront property?
So either across the street or directly on the water, yeah.
But definitely beach access.
Yeah, beach access is a must. Yeah.
Awesome.
And Abby, how can everybody get a hold of you this week if they've got the perfect fit for your buyer, or they just want to chat real estate in general?
So the best way is to call me on my cell. It's 203-631-3499.
Great. Make sure you follow Abby over on Instagram, Abby_B_Realty. Connect with Abby. And Heidi, what do you got happening?
So I have another investment property going on the market this week in Brantford. It's a cute, cute condo, one bedroom, one bath. Can't give out the address yet. It'll hit the market on Thursday, but that's going on for $100,000. So if you want like an easy peasy investment property where you just buy it, collect the rent, give me a call. It's 203-444-4075. But also, if you're thinking of selling your home in Guilford or Madison, I've got a great couple who are pre-approved, ready to buy their first home, and they are willing to go all the way up to $600,000. And they're not very picky. They're open-minded. So again, you can call me at 203-444-4075.
All right. That's how you get a hold of Heidi. And you can follow Heidi on Instagram, Heidi.DeRusso.
Yes, IG. Did you give out your IG, Abby?
I did.
Byron did.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got
it. It's over. She did it. Obviously, you weren't
listening. I'm here, guys.
Okay. Heidi pays attention to the show. Nicole, what do you have happening?
So I will be listing actually a lot. It is just about 13 acres right on the mouth of the Connecticut River in Old Saybrook. It is 12 Rivers Ridge Road in Old Saybrook. We're listing it for $975. I was lucky enough to team up with a builder, Jarrett, who is out of Clinton here. And he actually is giving us some prints to build almost a 4,500 square foot house on there. So that'll also be listed just over $2 million. It's a beautiful property. Just about an acre and a half is buildable. The rest is all marsh because you're right on the river there. There is a dock already approved and built in there. Huge. And then there is actually this little island too. So Jarrett has been out there the last few days putting out the catwalk through the marsh so you can get to the island. So I'm really excited for that to go live. And again, it's 12 Rivers Ridge Road in Old Saybrook.
Wait, the island is owned by the...
Yes. Again, wow. It's such a magical place over there in Old Saybrook. Again, it's on the river, so you'll certainly be able to watch boats drive by if you don't have a boat and don't need the dock. But again, then Long Island Sound is sort of over on your right hand side.
How
there
many
as well.
Palm so, trees though?
Oh well, I'll bring in the palm trees. I'll bring them in. All right. I have no problem with cool. that. We'll bring them in there. Yeah,
sounds like
yeah.
a perfect place for them.
It's spectacular there. It's such a beautiful. Spot just ready for someone to build their dream home there.
And your number, Nicole?
Oh, my number is 203-430-5926. And you can find me on Instagram at Nicole White Realtor.
There you go.
There it is.
That's how you get a hold of Nicole.
That's how you do it.
All right. Good show. We're super excited about the home show. We cannot wait to see everybody at the home show. We're doing this huge Meghan Martin money giveaway. You can get a chance to win maybe two. You never know. We're going to convince Martin to do two giveaways at the Mohegan Sun with dinner, everything included. So come down, visit our booth right next to the service station equipment booth and mention that you're in the show. We'll put some more entries in there for you. So that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at the 40th annual Jenks Production Home Show at Mohegan Sun. Come visit us. All right. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you guys for
coming on the show here on Mother's Day. I mean,
it's better than being home. it's a nice little break, right? Like this is actually we're off right now.
So, and to all the mothers out there, have a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy it. You deserve it. Hardest job in the entire world by far. Nothing can compare, even if you're an agent working this crazy market, it is nothing like being a mother. So thank you to you guys. Hardest job of all time.
Thanks, Byron.
If you want the second hardest job of all time, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. We're looking for some help. And if you're looking to switch careers and you want to get a real estate license, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. It's the second hardest job in the world, but it is very rewarding. And if you'd like to have no ceiling on your income and want to get your real estate license, we will pay for your license. Go over to realestateagentscholarship.com and we'll get you hooked up there. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the home show. Thank you guys. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you here at the home show, I guess. We're going live from the home
show
next week.
We'll see you at the home
show. We are.
We'll see you guys there. Home show this weekend. Be there. Get the giveaway. Service station equipment. And have a great day. Just listen in WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.